Anything combat with Johnny K.
But it's anything combat, though.
Welcome back, combatants, to the Anything Combat Show, where we discuss everything mixed martial arts. I'm your host, Johnny K, and today we're joined by the WBC Mediterranean Middleweight Champion of the World. Please welcome to the show Italy's own Dario Morello. How are you, Dario?
I'm good. Hi to everyone.
Let me ask you, what did you think about your previous performance? When was that fight? Was that 2-3 days ago?
Yeah, three days ago. It was a good performance. It was what I expected. I know that Ken Kone, my opponent, was an hard puncher with no much experience and also fantasy about the tactic of the fighting, and it is what it is, you know. I did what I have to do.
You don't really look like you have a scratch on you.
No. He don't take me. He don't took me with no punches for 10 rounds. I brought him to dance in 10 rounds. He tried to punch me, but he didn't do it.
Is this your best performance yet?
I don't think it was my best performance at all, but I think it will be a good performance.
So how many titles do you have right now?
I collected about 5 belts. I won national, I won global WBO, I won international and European UBO. And now I too can defend my WBC belt.
Have you ever fought outside of Italy? I was looking on BoxRec and I couldn't find a fight that was outside of Italy.
When I was amateur, I was in national team. I fought a lot extra Italy. When I turned pro, my promotion was always stronger than the promotion of me of the other opponents that I fought. So we brought the fight in our nation in Italy. So I stay here for my fight in Milan.
So what do you want to do internationally? Is there an opponent that you've got in mind that you want to fight?
Nobody in particular, but my mission bring the great boxing in Italy. I wanna perform here in my home country and make the boxing great again in my country, because you know media is not too much interested in Italy about boxing. It's all about soccer, football, you know, and maybe tennis. So my mission is bring the boxing, the international boxing in Italy, and make full our arena.
Because of my friend, he told me to go for Napoli in the Serie A. So who do you go for?
Sorry, can you repeat? Because Wi-Fi is a little bit shit, you know. Yeah. The local team, Napoli, Maradona, you know. The greatest of all time. Yeah.
Dario, who do you go for?
Yeah, I go for Napoli.
Oh really? I didn't even know that, bro.
Yeah. Because I'm half Napolitan. I'm half from Naples. My mother was from Naples. I lived here for half of my life, so I have to go for Naples.
Are there any Italian boxers that you saw growing up that kind of inspired you to take up boxing? Because Italian boxing isn't the biggest.
I think the Italian boxing movement put so much money on the amateur side, Olympic side. There are a lot of talents in Italy, but they prefer to remain amateur in the military group, so they can be more professional in this way than you turn professional. Because, you know, if you have the if you are sure about your money at the end of the month with a military group then that invests on you, you can make you can do a real professional career. In the professional boxing in Italy, it's always I have to find the right words. Sorry for my bad English. In Italy, the professional boxing is not that sure. You know, you have to find a good promoter. You have to find a good match, and so maybe when the level goes up, maybe you can bring some money at home. But is not. Is not so fast this process, so we can in this situation it's really hard bring at the top of the level the Italian movement.
How many years do you think it's going to take for you to go and fight internationally?
For me.
Yeah,
I'm ready, bro. I'm ready. I want big fight, big name to defeat, and big money. It's all about my condition. You know, if I have to go out of my nation, I need some money. I need some good offer.
Do you think you're the best boxer in Italy right now?
In my division, yes. Of course.
What about in total?
In total, no. In total, I have about 5 colleagues that I recognize they are stronger or stronger like me. They are competitive in international level.
Do you want to go to different divisions?
I started like welterweight, 66 kilos. Now I'm middleweight. I think I can go up as a super middleweight, but you know, I have to collect some other belt in this division.
Which one do you think you can get like first?
I think I can. I don't think I want the European title of this division. In the next month, Felix Cash versus the actual champion. I don't remember the name. Put the fight on. I will see it. Maybe I will go to UK to see from ringside this fight, because I wanna be the next in line. You know, I think it's on my level. I think I can beat both of them. So let's see what happens.
A lot of the boxers that come on the show, they're technically really good with the big gloves. And because of that, they've learned all the defensive components of boxing. Then they go into bare knuckle. A lot of them have gone into bare knuckle boxing and absolutely rinse the bare knuckle guys that don't know any technical fighting ability. And I want to ask you, do you think that seeing that bare-knuckle European bare-knuckle fighting championship, a lot of the European guys are getting big. Someone that came on the show, Vaso Bakosevic from Serbia, even Franco, who's coming on, he's from Spain. A lot of these guys are finding a lot of success in the European bare knuckle scene. So, dude, I think that would be perfect for you on a real note. I think that you would do really well in that. So, is that something that you would consider?
I considered at least two fights in bare knuckle. Many years ago, went for me a good proposal, but you know, I think bare knuckle fight is more good for a brawler than tactical boxer because there are so many different mechanics in defensive stuff. And also offensive stuff, you know, in traditional boxing you land a lot of your punches in direction of the head, but you know with a bare knuckle you can break your hand in front of the head. So I think it's a really 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 different sport. If you're good in boxing, you are not good in bare knuckle for sure. You know, you have to train all the components of the new sports.
Do you think that the cage or the ring needs to be bigger for boxers to do better in bare knuckle?
Yeah, maybe yes, maybe yes. So it's different. Also, the components about the clinch. You know, in traditional boxing, the clinch is more active and like to stop the action of your opponents. In bare knuckle you can bring some tactics, moves. In the clinch you can put your hands in and maybe punch harder and maybe getting knock out your opponents. In boxing is very very difficult to make the same tactics about it. So I think it's a lot of different stuff. It's a lot of different mechanics that you have to study from make the transition from boxing traditional to bare knuckle boxing.
Do you want the active clinch in the boxing game?
Yeah, I think the referee can permit a little more than now. Like old school boxing, you know, dirty boxing, it's a principal a phases, you know, in old school boxing. I think that's a lot of move, a lot of technical stuff that you can bring in modern boxing.
Because of Giorgio Petrosian, a lot of the kickboxing scene in Italy is leveling up. There's been more and more talent entering MMA, Muay Thai, stuff like that. I would have thought that you would have gone into kickboxing. So why didn't you do that?
About 5 years ago, when I lost my one and only fight in boxing, I thought about the transition in MMA, and I trained a lot in all the striking side, so also kickboxing. I was good. I'm to be honest. I was good, but you know, there is other side of fighting in MMA, other side of fighting in every sport, every different sports of fighting, you know. And I don't, I did, I didn't do the transition, but I think with a good boxing you can go everywhere. Because boxing is the more efficient, in my opinion, way to punch someone in a inefficient way. So if you have a good boxing, you can make the difference inside the octagon, outside the octagon, in streets, in a ring of kickboxing, you know, in all the way of violent sport.
What's really weird is that in the Muay Thai game right now, ONE Championship, the top of the ONE Championship fighters, the boxers are beating the Thai fighters. They're, of course, training in Muay Thai, but they prefer the boxing in the Thai fight. And now with MMA, we've seen Sean Strickland, Ilya Topuria, Max Holloway is always there. But we're seeing that the boxers are beating the wrestlers and beating the kickboxers in a way that they weren't previously. They weren't doing this maybe like 10 years ago, but now there's this boxing resurgence in MMA and Muay Thai. It's almost like they've learned the components around the combat sport, and then they just keep it in the boxing range and just ruin them because they've got that advantage, that foundational understanding. So why do you think that happened so recently?
I think MMA, in particular, it's a sport in evolution, you know. 10 years ago, it was a different sport because it was a lot of monodimensional. If you came from judo, you are a judo inside the octagon. If you came to boxing, you are a boxer inside the octagon. Now, the top elite athletes in UFC are good in all the side of fighting, and they bring a lot and they put a lot of attention on boxing side, because you have to punch someone, but you have to also block the punches, defend your face and your body. Look at Max Holloway. I think he can beat a lot of pro boxer, but
really?
Not inside the auction. Yeah, I think yes. I think yes. I also make a lot of sparring with MMA guy, because I think the level is slowly getting up about the boxing, and they are also more stronger than boxer physically, you know, because the grappling component of their training made them hard as fuck physically, you know. I can feel they strong body when you punch them, and I think the level in MMA, in Muay Thai, in the major in the top promotion, it's very, very, very high.
What about Max Holloway's style do you really think is good for boxing? I personally would say the volume combination punching, because when he hit Gaethje, if you remember, he went 4 to the body, 3 to the body, 4 to the body overhand, like I don't even know how he did it in the sequence, but it's just the fact that he's changing the angles and hitting different levels at the same time in the combination while staying defensively sound. That really stood out to me for why he would be really good in conventional boxing.
He's so elusive. He punch you, but he's not easy to punch him, because he move very, very, very good his head. He change angles. He put a lot of weird perspective about their combination. So it's not easy to stop his punches, to understand their perspective, you know. And this make him a really, really, really unboxable man.
When he lost most recently, he was losing to Alexander Volkanovski, as you know.
Yep.
And that fight was because he was losing the leg kick battle a lot. And when he was losing against the leg kicks, it opened up the punching. I feel like right now, the current champion, Spanish, Ilya Topuria, I feel like because he doesn't throw as many leg kicks, and I think that it would just be more of a conventional boxing fight, I feel like Max would probably have more success against that type of fighter than Volkanovski.
Yeah, I'm agree with that. I agree with that, because Topuria is a very, very good, very good boxer, but in a conventional way. He don't use so much his kick.
Were you inspired by the fact that a fellow European was able to win the belt?
Yeah, I think it was a great success for all the continent because, UFC is dominated about USA guy and maybe Asian, and finally a nation like Spain, real near the Italy about the society, also Spanish guy like soccer more than the other sports, and see that a lot of that also a Spanish guy can win a UFC title. I think it was a really good accomplishment for all the European movement in combat sports.
There's a lot of boxers right now. There was this Ukrainian boxer recently. He went to Brave Combat Federation in in Arabia. He went to the Arabic speaking nations and he did really well. He was a boxer with like a 22-2 record and he's just entered Brave in MMA. So he kind of had all that experience from boxing, then went to the lower levels, the amateur levels of MMA, and now is doing professional MMA. So I know that the money is good in boxing and you would want to chase the money, but would you see yourself ever doing that?
Why not? But now I'm older. I'm so old to make the transition. If you can, if you, if you, make me this, this answer, maybe 5 years ago, I can say to you, yeah, why not? You can make the transition in MMA. I follow MMA more than boxing scene, I'm really a fan about UFC and MMA in generally, but we have to remain concrete. Now I'm 13 years old. I'm too old. I have a lot of pain in my joint. I have to take all I can take in boxing and then watch the fight by TV.
What do you think about Beterbiev and Bivol?
Oh, I think Bivol will win, but it's not so easy for him because Beterbiev is so strong. He can eat a lot of punch with no signal of pain in his face. Is brutally made, he's like a grizzly. He go in front of you, he chase you, and try to punch you with all the for with all his power. Is so elementary if you watch his fight, but he's really concrete.
I think the way I saw the fight playing out is that I think that Bivol will use that water boxing, the back forth boxing style against him early in the rounds. And because of that, I think that he's going to try and slow him down for until the later rounds. Because if Beterbiev, I feel like he's going to be really dangerous in the first like 5 rounds with Bivol, because if he catches Bivol coming in at the very start of his combination, I feel like once Bivol gets going, it's very his eyes are awake. He's always visually looking at his opponent for his combination. I think that if Bivol does that and drags him later into the fight, he can win a decision or he can finish him maybe later. But I think Beterbiev is really tough.
Yeah, Beterbiev is really tough. I think The key for Bivol was the rhythm in his leg, in his legs, because if he can stay in movement for all the rounds and maybe take the time of the action. So in and out, in and out, in and out, jab work, and maybe some counters. I think he will bring the results at home. But you know, Beterbiev is so tough. He's so tough. If he catch with an A-maker, maybe he can change all the fight and bring the results at home. So it's a 50-50 fight for me.
Did you think that Luka was going to bring more to your fight?
I don't think so. Luka is a elementary fighter. He's a tough guy, but you know, you are tough if I permit you to act like a tough guy. Maybe with another tactic than I put in, maybe he can made a lot. But you know, it's the same vision about Beterbiev and Bivol. If the same tactics, you know, I know he was tough, so I move a lot. I put my focus on counter striking and jab work, and it works.
What do you remember from your first training session that you ever did?
Oh, I was so I was so so little, you know. I was 4. I don't remember nothing. I remember just the feelings. It was a play for me. It was a play that I loved from the first moment. I came in gym because my father sparred some boxers. It was a former amateur boxer, so I went with him, and I saw he was my superhero, you know, a male son that looks at his father spar and punch someone in the face, you know. Like it was like a superhero for me. Today is his birthday, you know. So this I remember the feelings about my first training. I was so little. I was so scared because, you know, when you put the gloves on, you feel something different in you. You feel the you feel hurt, you feel scary. Why not? I was so little, so a lot of feelings.
Do you have a fighter in your family besides you?
Yeah, my two cousins. My two cousins also.
Did you train with them?
Yeah. A lot of my youngness, I trained with them. Now, Roberto is a cruiserweight 6-0 in pro boxing, European champ in amateur. And Vincenzo is a light heavy, 1-0 in pro boxing, but with a really higher curriculum in amateur boxing. He won the Youth Olympics, he won the European Youth, he won a lot of national cup. So we are all three in activities now.
I saw something on your Instagram that I really liked. You said that, how much do you know about yourself if you haven't beaten yourself? So how do you do that?
Yeah, because I think fighting is more than a sport. Fighting is a way of life. Fighting is a philosophy. if you make this check about you, about your person, about your mentality, strengths, and so also your way of life, your philosophy of life. I think the fighting can make in connection you with your real nature. All in nature is violent, also a birth. So I think fighting puts you in connection with your real person.
Are you obsessed with fighting?
I think yes. When I saw someone in front of me, the first thought about it is, I will beat him. So I'm not violent guy, you know. I'm a really quiet guy, but internally, about my tough, it's all in direction in of fighting.
Dario, when I saw that your nickname was the Spartan, I thought to myself, I go, mate, I go, I'm Greek. I go, this guy's Italian. How can this guy be a Spartan and he's an Italo? Like, what?
Dad, it was an old story. When I was amateur, I fought for the European title, youth European title in Ukraine. When I won the final, I saw a real chore from the audience, Spartan, Spartan, Spartan. I thought it was for my opponent because it was Ukrainian, but it was for me. An history teacher in the audience. That followed me in every fight since the first put this chore in the audience. When I finished the fight, he came from me and told me you are like the 300 Spartans. You never regret, you never come back, you never make a step behind, you know. And then I put this name, this nickname. Before of that, I was Sugar. That was more in line with my style of boxing. Technically defensive. But the professor of history gave me this name, so I had to take this, and now I'm Spartan. I'm not Greek, but you know, my I'm also I'm like, you know, the Greek profile.
I can see it, the side profile. Yeah. So was it Sugar? Was it Sugar? Is that what they called you?
Sorry.
Did you say that you were Sugar originally?
Yeah, originally I'm Sugar.
So that in Italian, I believe, is Zucchero?
Zucchero. Yeah. Because I was a really sweet guy. When I was a child, I was so a little bit fatty, always smiling. So everyone called me Zucchero. I put in English Sugar, like the great Sugar Robinson, you know, Sugar Leonard. So, but the professor changed my nickname.
Dude, literally everyone has their nickname as Sugar. We saw Sugar Ray Leonard, and then also in MMA we've got Rashad Sugar Evans, and then. Sugar Rashad Evans, and then now we've got Sugar Sean O'Malley. So what do you think about O'Malley's style?
Yeah, O'Malley he is very, very, very smart fighter, very unconventional fighter, because I think He is good in all the area of fighting. He have a good grappling game, and also a really elusive and unpredictable striking. So I think his era is just started in 61 kilos.
Do you think that Merab Dvalishvili could beat him, or do you think that Sugar's got the takedown defense to keep on the feet and knock him out?
I don't think Merab can defeat Sugar. Merab is a strong guy. He's a really, really, really tough guy. You know, good game, good ground game, like Khabib style. He was to take you up down, and maybe at the wall of the cage. But you know, I think Sugar, it will be prepared about this with his game plan, with a good game plan. He can do it so easily.
Is with that fight that's coming up, Sean Strickland versus Paulo Costa, who do you have from a boxing point of view as the better boxer?
I think the better boxer is Strickland, but the more power fighter is Paulo Costa. It will be, I think, an open fight. I think they will go toe to toe in the earlier part of the fight, and I think Paulo Costa will win by KO.
You think Paulo's going to win by KO?
Yeah, I think yes, because you know Strickland is a good striker, but he don't really have a good chin. Look at Pereira fight. Look at he wasn't good in defensive move. He won fortunately with. I was telling you that I think Strickland has a good striking offense, but you know he can suffer the power of Paulo Costa in a boxing exchange. Look at Pereira fights. He took every fucking punches right on the chin, and going down, and went down. It will be with Paulo Costa for sure in this way.
That's interesting.
It's my opinion.
What do you think about boxing influences right now?
I think it is not about marketing, because look at Paulo, Logan Paul, you know. It started.
Everyone wants to be a fighter.
Sorry?
Everyone wants to be a fighter.
Yeah. You know, it's like the college girl that you liked. Boxing, it is. But you know, with this, with all this money, you can shop for you the best boxing trainer, the best strength and conditioning coach, the best nutrition. So you can be a like a professional fight. You maybe not the best professional fighter, but you can be a good fighter. Paulo, Logan Paul starts like a YouTuber that try to be a boxer. Now I think he is a good boxer. So elementary, not so much experienced, but better than a lot of boxing that I know.
How would you explain your style?
It's so aggressive. He's a heavy hands, but not so skilled about his defense. But I think he can develop this side in the next future.
What about your style?
My style. Sorry, I understand the Logan Paul style. I'm so elusive and very, very smart. I'm not so stronger with my hand because, you know, middleweight is not my good weight division. Maybe a super welterweight, but, you know, I like a lot hit and drink something. And middleweight is a traditional division in Italy. You know, Nino Benvenuti, Tiberio Mitri, a really, really, really good name. And I want to fight in this weight division because I think with if you are smart, you can go out. You can go across your limits, your body limits.
Dario, who do you think you are as a man?
I think I'm a good man. Not the goodest of all time, but I think I was a smart guy. I always say that you bring inside the ring what you are outside the ring. I think I was a smart man.
So you feel like you've brought that into the ring?
I don't understand. So
you feel like you brought your personality into the ring?
Yeah. Of course. My boxing is all about my personality. I tailor made my boxing on my skill about and outside of the ring. So I work on my boxing IQ because my strength is not the most powerful of all time. I haven't this endurance. I haven't nothing in particular on my strength level. But I think if you are smart, maybe you can do something.
How important has mastering the jab been for your style?
The jab is the more has the same value of the other punches. Every punch is the most important in function of the opponent. If your opponent is more punchable with your jab, the jab will be the most important punch that you can use, but is not the most important. It's all about your tactics and your game plan.
Since you've been boxing
is general. Sorry.
Since you've been boxing, have you seen the Italian scene grow?
Yeah. When I start this sport, there was other names. Like I said some times ago, amateur boxing in Italy, it is always the most good side of boxing in Italy. Roberto Camarelle, Domenico Valentino, Clemente Russo, world boxing champ, you know. As a professional boxer now, I think the revolution is just started because finally a lot of sponsor, a lot of TV, a lot of other stuff like that that can put some develop on this side of sport is more near than before. So we have to continue with our work in with our work in this way, in this direction.
Final topic point for the show today is you said that nothing truly important will ever be given to you, and I want you to explain this to the people listening.
Yeah, my life, nobody gave me nothing of important that you say, and you have to fight, man. You have to fight for that you want, for your personal goal, for everything that for everything weighted in your life. So never give up. I know I'm not the first the first man that say this, but it's true. So keep pushing.
That's all we have time for, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Dario, for coming on the show. Is there any final things you want to say to the fans at home?
No, nothing particular. Start to follow on my channel.
You follow Dario on Instagram, link in the description. Yeah. Follow him on Instagram and follow Anything Combat. We will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.